Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper. I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three living in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a freelance video editor and first-time mom living in L.A.
Allie here, podcasting from South Kona, Hawaii, where I live up on a mountain farm with my husband and two sons.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I live in Los Angeles, California, working as a mom of a toddler and a second-grade teacher.
And I'm Sarah, your in-house expert. I'm a nurse practitioner and recovering postpartum nurse in Brooklyn, New York.
We move mountains just to find the time to record ourselves shooting the shit every week. And here it is.
Male Kimp. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nursing and Cursing this evening. We've got an episode Oh, you're welcome. We have an episode that we will hit home with most parents. No matter what stage you're in, you know, you'll get here. This is discipline.
Wow.
Oh, this is a hard one. We need to. Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is great, too, because we have Christine and I are both in the early stages. I have a 2 1/4 year old, and Critty has a 1.5 year old.
I love how you say 2 1/4 because you sound like that 2 year old describing his own age.
I was thinking of Star Search. 2 1/4 stars.
2 1/4. It's because of the fear of him getting older. Do you know that? That's why.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. People say 2.5, and I'm like, he's not 2.5. He's not 2.5. I want to
Like he's 28 months. Okay.
I want to round down to 2, but I can't. So
and Kai is a 1.5.
My 2 1/4 and Critty's 1.5. So my kid is really starting to push it now, but I have questions and I often ask my sister.
Fucking idea what she's doing.
Girl, you got some techniques, but hey, I'm just saying. Now, does everybody's kid push their buttons eventually? Like, I know everybody here will say yes to that.
No,
but
I won't actually.
Are there parents who feel like, oh, they don't need discipline ever?
Yes,
because
I've got
it's
one.
All fine.
No way.
Like, with three kids, you're going to get different personalities. That's all part of it. Let's hear it, Kate.
Our oldest is 8, and I'm not making this up because we do discipline in our house. We have kids who need discipline. All our kids are real normal kids whose behavior is the spectrum of all kid behaviors. But so far, and I do say so far because I can't see the future, our 8-year-old has legitimately never really needed any discipline. And maybe that's because he was an only child for the first 3 years of his life. And we were maybe like Molly and Chrissy are right now. And Allie, probably like you were with Phoenix, right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And right.
I'm going to say no, that is not
no,
why.
Because no, because like, yesterday morning I turned around to make toast and I turned back around and he was sitting on the countertop. I have no idea how he got that.
No, never. See, Molly, he was never like that.
Wow.
He never was like that, ever, ever.
Personality types. Yeah.
And he's not, I'm not saying he's like perfect. He's not like a perfect kid. He rolls his eyes at me sometimes. I see like a cloud go over his eyes, but he doesn't put it out there into the universe in a way that needs a response from me. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't shout, scream, hit, refuse to do things, rebel, blah, blah, blah. I don't, he doesn't need a response from me.
Wow. That's great.
Great.
Do you have two others that do push the envelope or what?
Oh my God. Well, I was already pregnant with Mavis when Edie was two, and Edie was so out of control. I was like 4 months pregnant with Mavis that Jeremy and I both were like, fuck, we shouldn't be having a third kid because we're in way over our heads with this one. We don't know what we're doing because this kid is so out of control. And because Wilder was relatively easy, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Right.
Wow. So you've had a taste of everything.
Yeah. Edie was crazy. Like, I mean, she's fine now, but Sarah, you remember?
Sarah's like laughing because she knows Edie.
No, she's crazy. She was like, you dress her, you turn around, she's naked. I don't want to wear clothes. You are trying to get in the stroller. She's screaming, don't hurt me. I'm not riding in your stroller.
Oh, like, my God. No.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, mama.
Don't hurt. Screaming. Can you imagine a 2-year-old little girl screaming at you? Don't hurt me. As I'm getting purple in the face with anxiety.
Yeah, looking like, so guilty.
Mm-hmm. Looking right. Like she's reading my mind. Like I fucking want to hurt you. I have not. Don't tell me.
I want to hurt you. So that's good. Before we get into what you do about it, I do think it's important to say that parents do the very best they can. Personality does play into it. It doesn't mean you're a bad parent or you're not doing the right thing or you're not working hard, that you got a bad kid. Every personality is very, very different. And I see that now that I have two kids, and I see it with other parents, and I am friends with many teachers and guidance counselors, and that is wisdom that I hear. So don't beat yourself up too much if you do have, quote unquote, one of those kids, right?
That's hopefully wise counsel, Allie. Fine.
Thank you, wise Allie, counsel. For saying that, because hell yeah, I'm a teacher and it's true. Every child is different, and I know parents are just beating themselves up all over the place. Mm-hmm. So thanks
Molly, let's get down to nuts and bolts. You and Chrissy are just starting your journey. Do you guys do things like, and you both have one kid. Are you guys doing things like timeouts? Are you doing, what are you guys doing? How are you starting?
You know, I'm not like a firm believer in the quote unquote timeout. However, I basically do a timeout. It's funny because Augie has been in his early days. He was pretty chill. It started with some head slamming, banging his head on wood floor at about, just past a year. And I remember being like, what do I do?
Guys, of course, kids I Googled are so it. Crazy that you can be like, started with some head slamming. Like,
for sure. I'm like, oh, great. He knows how to get me. Getting so mad and using that technique. So I Googled it, and pretty much people were like, parents were like, have pillows all around so that you can slide one under his head.
Oh, God.
I'm not.
Just go ahead and enable. Thanks.
Like,
he'll Most stop if it's too hard.
Just move your life to Crate and Barrel.
They said ignore it. So I did. And it passed. I keep telling Critty because she's in the thick of that kind of thing right now. Not exactly. But and now, you know, he's standard toddler. I don't want to wear that shirt. Goes from 0 to 60 in this just a half second. He's on the ground sobbing. Little things set him off. I didn't want that kind of eggs, whatever. And it can get, you know, he'll hit us in the face. He's not doing this anymore, but he was taking his plate and just, set it down and he'd pick it up and throw it.
Ooh, got one of those, Molly. Check. Oh, yeah. And, check.
You know, I think I texted you guys that night, like, I'm losing my shit. SOS. Fucking SOS.
And I was like silently laughing, like, yeah, it's going to pass. They're all big dicks.
And it did. And you know what I did that night? I said, you're done dinner. You're going to get down and you're going to clean it up. And he ended up, you know, finding the broom and basically
Molly, you did
into my rug. But
you did send a follow up text like 3 hours later. Like, he swept it up himself. He gets it. Yeah. It was a teachable moment.
That was just the sweetest thing.
He doesn't do that anymore. So it's true. It does pass. That is the theme of parenting. It will pass. But as
so
an
hard
educator,
when you're in it. Right. So hard. And when it's your first child, because with Phoenix, I was like, OMG, I have one of those. With every single phase. Every phase, I'm like, oh my God, I have an asshole. And I don't, what have I done? It's once your kid hits 18 months, buckle up.
But you guys, that's exactly when it happened with Levi, like right when he turned 18 months.
You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Where did my baby go? You're like saying no, you're biting my feet, you're pulling my hair, you're hitting me and saying, ow, no.
Wada was not like that, but Edie was like that times 100. Like, would hide behind the couch in her diaper and take a shit and then take her diaper off, dump it upside down and run around. Like, you clean my poop now. Like, just a fuck. I need to have her evaluated. I don't know what's going on.
Like, well, and moreover, when you're like running on no sleep, sorry, cut you off, Kate. It's just like, I don't know how you handle it. Like, how do you keep your cool? I know you should just roll.
Well, you guys know my trick.
I ripped off my sunglasses and I went, you are being a buzzkill. No one wants to be around you when you act like this. Yeah. And Garrett looked at me like, dude, he's one. You can't.
You're fucking like harshing my mellow so bad right now. You guys know my trick. When I get really out of control and my kids make me so angry that I can't take it anymore, I do something really weird. I start clapping really loudly because I need to hit them, but I can't do that.
Are you clapping in their face?
Clapping in their face. I'm clapping. First of all, I'm clapping to myself the way that a toddler would stamp her foot. But then I'm getting super close to them and clapping either right over their face, right by their ear. Just a clap.
I've been using it, Kate. I've been using it, clapping in their face. And they know that it's so fucked up and that mommy's pissed.
It like discharges.
It's
also startling.
It feels so good. And it's sort of an out of control moment, but it feels like so good.
It's like you hit them, but you didn't.
I can't wait to get my back pocket.
Oh God!
What is their reaction when you clap?
They basically are like, now it's sort of shorthand for like, mom's about to fucking lose it. Like, whatever I just did, I need to not do that. But the other thing is that now I have a different way of thinking about discipline. I came up with this thing in my mind that really helped me, which is like saying no to my kids is exactly the same as going on a 3-mile run for myself. It sucks when I'm doing it, but I feel good after I do it. And I have to keep doing it for it to work. Like, I just think of saying no now as like exercise for all of us. Like, okay, we're going to exercise now. I'm going to fucking tell you to turn it off or put it away or go to bed. And then when they scream and cry, I just think of it as like sweating. Like, okay, we're all just sweating now. That's
good. The key to discipline is what? Consistency.
Well, got none of that. So.
Or with parenting, which is so hard. And it's really hard when, you know, husband's saying one thing, wife is saying another, but that's another topic. But that, you know, that makes it challenging too, but consistency. No,
that's so true.
You don't have cookies before breakfast, whatever it is. Right. Kids are begging for boundaries. They need the boundaries. They want the boundaries.
Critty, what do you do at 18 months? Like, what kind of, like, he's a buzzkill.
I tell him he's a buzzkill. No, that was one like slip. So a lot of the times I just stare at him silently and let him do it. And then I say, are you done? Okay, Levi, that wasn't nice. You can't bite mommy. You can't hit mommy. When you hurt mommy, please say you're sorry. And then, you know, I don't think he's listening. 4 days later, he's like frolicking in a fountain, laughing, having fun. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Running around. So
oh my God.
I know he hears me. I don't know if he understands when to use that.
Right.
It's a lot of just being silent and letting him have it. And I just say, are you done now? You shouldn't act like this. Whatever. I don't know. Like, what the fuck? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. He's 18 months old. Like,
I don't know.
Freezing them out.
5 days from now, he's going to be on to the next thing.
That's right.
I know.
They are so sensitive to you, though.
freezing them out is not the freezing them out is a good idea, I think, because they are so they're living and breathing on your facial expressions, on your every move, on what you're going to say next. So when you take the love away for a couple of minutes, they are definitely getting the message.
Right. And Allie, I know what you're about to say, but let me just slip this in real quick because this might help Critty. Not that I know what the fuck I'm doing at all, but in at a professional development in the elementary school I teach in, we focused on, there's this book and this technique called Raising Lions. And the author of the book, his name is Joe Newman. He came to speak with us. And really, this was about how to use discipline in a classroom. And he's used it for like really severe behavioral problems. And we kind of picked and chose what works in our classrooms. And it's really basic, but basically the whole idea is teaching a kid to self-regulate without shame and to just be like, oh, you know what? You need a minute. You got to go sit over there and take a minute. No big deal. Just take a minute. It's a timeout without a shame. Exactly, Allie. Bingo. Mm-hmm. So that was for the classroom, and we don't use it at school all the time, only when, you know, it's necessary. And for some teachers it stuck and for some teachers it didn't, but at home it spoke to me. And I did not read the book fully, so I didn't even get to the part of like how to use it at home. But I just started to be like, hey, Augie, you know what? You need a minute. Like, he's reaching up for the stove and he starts fiddling with the stove and he's looking at me while he's doing it. I have no emotion on my face. I just gently and kindly pick him up and say, you need a minute. And
does
walk
he start
into
to
his-
get upset?
Yes. I don't need a minute. I don't need a minute.
Like you put him in his room or something?
In his crib?
Unfortunately, right now it's a crib, so it's working. And I know that that's not going to work forever because I've tried it on a chair or just in his room and it doesn't work as well.
So instead of saying, no, don't touch the stove, you're like, hey, you need a minute.
Take a minute.
Yes. So you don't explain why they're taking the minute. They know. It's all about them self-regulating and deciding why they're in the minute. They already know. You don't have to say it. So Joe Newman's whole thing is stop talking at them. They don't need
it. Sometimes, right. Molly, sometimes I'll say to my kids, one of us is about to take a timeout. I don't really care if it's you or me, but I need to be away from you right now. And right. They'll just – and like they'll be like, fine, Mom, and they'll go sit on their bed. Or Full I'll be like, all right, pay. Fuck you. Nobody's listening to me.
They
and
don't
just
like
go
it
into
when you
the bathroom.
Take and I
oh,
take
right. So I just tell them like I need to be
it's
away
the
from
worst
you.
When you take one. It's the worst. Right. And they're banging on the door and I want you. And you're like, oh really? You're not being nice to me. Why do you want me around you?
But the whole
hate me right
Allie,
now.
I love this like Tinder approach to parenting. Like I just fucking swipe left on is such a dick to me.
I realize like you can take a minute or they can take a minute.
Just he's so cute.
Take the if basically like what I've learned and I'm not using it all the time. So let me be clear, I'm fucking up daily. But when it has worked, it's when I put no emotion into it and I'm super calm. And it gives me the opportunity to be like, oh, I can just breathe through this. Great. But
and he's just wailing in the other room.
Yeah, and he takes a minute. He'll cry through the whole thing. And then when he's done. He's
maybe
done,
you need to take a minute too, Molly.
Do you tell him why or what happens when it's over?
Nope. Don't even talk about it. He will want to talk about it, but you're like, yeah. Well, why did you take a minute if he wants to talk about it? Why did you take a minute? Because I hit your face.
And everything's so much worse, too, as we know. You know, there's a lot of stay-at-home moms out there, and you're with them 24/7. Or if... you know, it just gets hard where you don't get to take enough minutes. And that's when things get a little bit out of control. And I'm only saying this because I feel for everybody out there. It gets hard. And sometimes we do lose our shit. And I don't want to say it's okay, but it is okay. We're all in it, you know? I have this phantom system that I do, phantom check marks. So I bribe. Bribing works. And maybe this is like, whatever you do, don't bribe your kids. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never read a book in my life.
Yeah. Can I just stop and say this podcast is all about we don't know what the fuck we're doing, people.
No.
So get that in your mind. Okay. Go ahead, Al.
And we're not judging you for what you do. We're going to pat you on the back for whatever works.
Yeah. So don't judge us.
Yeah. The check mark system. This is a bribing way. So say it could be, you know what? If you guys finish your entire plate tonight, I'm giving out check marks. You know, I want to see all of it.
Just running it like you're just running it like Camp Onawana.
I'm giving out check marks tonight, and they get pumped, you guys. I take the whole plate, and you know what a check mark is? I take my pointer finger and I just swipe it on their head, and I go.
Oh, Allie, I love your voice. They love it.
They love it.
Love it.
You when they swipe are it on their head with the sound effect.
The sound effect. I just do it.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Let's get a patent on this check mark method already.
Okay, tell us what they can Twitch, where he's like, right now we're doing the 100 check mark challenge. And if he gets 100 check marks, that's what he's calling it, then he's going to get like a big, he gets to go to Target with me and pick out like a big Lego thing.
Dying. The 100 you know? Check mark challenge.
The 100 check mark challenge.
Allie, well, how are you keeping track of these numbers?
She's not.
She's not.
Sarah, never, she's not.
He's never going to hit 100. What am I at?
Like, okay, wait. Let Allie tell.
No, for so long, I never kept track. But then, you know, Phoenix was like, I want to know. So I did do a chart for a little bit where I'd check him on his head and then I'd be like, come on over here. Let's put a check mark on. That was once that I did a chart. He, when we had dengue and we were stuck in the house, so we had nothing else going on. But I also take them away. So when his behavior is getting out of control, I put my hand up like stop right there. Okay. Hand to the face, like talk to the hand. And then I start to erase it in a circular motion. And I even make
noise. Oh my God.
This is real. You just lost a mark. Oh, go on, buddy. Okay. You just
like
lost
insider it. Parenting.
Oh my God. I'm dying. I'm about to cry my hands.
And that works too. They cry. They both cry. Leo cries and he screams, give me back my check mark. Give me back my check mark now.
Oh my God.
Allie, you're like a parenting genius.
Allie, you need to fucking write a book on this.
I don't know.
I'm sorry about the 100 check mark challenge.
So they're phantoms. What are the check marks? They're phantoms. They fucking don't get shit. They get a check mark. But yes. That's if great. I'm feeling like, oh, I have an extra 40 bucks laying around or something, or we've got the time, I'm not really adding it up, but I'll be like, okay, Phoenix, you know what? You are at 25 check marks, buddy. Let's go pick something out.
Oh, love you that. Know.
I can't wait to use the check mark method.
Phoenix, Allie, he's gonna remember this too and be like, when I was a kid, my mom told me that I had 100 check marks and we went to Target. Like this is positive parenting because it's making him feel good.
So check mark genius. Yeah. I have a question.
And it's putting him in control of it's hilarious and I'm dying laughing and I peed a little bit during the 100 check mark challenge. But it also is so sweet because he's in control of his own check marks.
Like, right. And it's a little bit bribing, but he's earning, you know, he's earning points or he's earning check marks. And he gets something out of it, but he also gets them taken away.
For kids like, you know, Augie and Phoenix, Augie and Levi, how old do you think we should start this? Because I'm using it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. No, the checkmark challenge is about to fucking take over.
No, Alex. This is killing take
Angeles
a minute
right now.
This is like.
Do I need to patent the checkmark challenge or what?
Yeah. How do you discipline your kids? Oh, I'm
Allie,
using
we're
the checkmark
have you,
challenge method.
Because
we're
it's
having
so
you
objective.
In as a special
not,
guest at my school next year.
Oh, please.
Checkmark challenge.
I think that there's probably experts and doctors out there that would be like, this is so damaging. I don't know why.
Doubt it. Really I doubt it. Really
like, how
it.
Old
really?
Do you think? Three?
At least three for it to really work. Because, yes, Leo is all about it. He smiles huge when he gets a checkmark and he cries when he doesn't get one. But he's not fully remembering and he's not quite controlling his behavior at this point.
Allie, let me ask you, is your husband on board with the checkmark challenge or at the very least, does he indulge you?
Yes. So he doesn't indulge me in a lot of things, but this, I laugh so hard under my breath because he will turn around and put his hand in Phoenix's face and go,
Oh, you guys.
Yeah. All right, so you
you found some parenting that unites you and your discipline that unites you and your husband, and it's working.
That's awesome,
Allie. Oh my God, you need to hashtag this immediately.
And I will say, challenge.
We love now. You've made me feel like such a bitch for just clapping in my kid's face all the time when I want to hit them.
I call my kid a buzzkill.
He's born. I fucking put mine in a crib. If anybody can like shout me out on Twitter and tell me like what do I do after he gets out of the crib, because I got nothing.
Okay, I love the end of your story, Molly, though, when Chrissy's like, so what happens after he comes out of the crib? You're like, nothing.
Nothing.
Not
crying. He cries.
No discussion. Moving on.
So I would say Allie has got the ultimate nail this week in the check mark.
Ultimate.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Here we go. Oh my god, that jingle.
I'm so high on the checkmark challenge. I want to go wake my kids up and just give them check marks for being in bed.
Checkmark for sleeping. Hey, okay, listen, I'm going to kick this off with a nailing and failing from one of our listeners, Mrs. Federer. She says, nailing, taking both kids to the grocery store and my 7-year-old holds the door open, carries items, and says hi to all the staff. Failing, bringing my 2-year-old to the grocery store where she had a massive meltdown in the bakery, yelling and running from me. When I finally grab her, she falls to the floor, kicking and screaming, so I drag her across the floor to the checkout. All the while, the old lady tells me, bless your little heart, to my daughter.
She's doing great. And I also want to say by her shout out to the bakery, I feel like she might have been at Publix.
Yeah,
I hope so. You know what? That old lady was saying, bless your little heart, which she was basically saying is you need to collect your daughter and get your shit together, right?
Yeah, but she does not remember what it's like. She was so old, she didn't remember what it's like to be a young mom.
Allie!
The best you fucking can!
Allie's taking it personally.
She's okay.
We're sorry about that.
So, you guys, I have a nailing it and failing it. So, my nailing it is, I know this is sounding so dumb, but I cannot figure out how to keep up on laundry, and I narrowed it down to the fact that I don't fold it. I'll put it in the washer and dryer all day long, but I never get around to folding it. So, I've now designated bath time. When I give my kid a bath, I take in a basket of laundry.
What?
And I sit on the floor, and he gets to have a bath, and I fold the whole thing. So it's basically designated folding time, and my laundry is on fleek.
Nice.
Thank you.
Wow.
What's your nail?
Okay. My failing is that, well, my husband and I
What's going on?
Go for it, please.
I just don't like to talk about personal things.
Oh, really?
Okay. Shut up, Allie.
Let it out.
So my husband and I were trying to
intercourse,
you know, get it on, but it was during the day. Okay, it's a weekend. So we had the idea that we could use a show to our benefit, and we put on Daniel Tiger.
Molly, God, you're so late to this fucking party.
I haven't watched TV that often. Oh my God. So
like,
I don't even
have sex anymore.
Yeah, but this is a failing. So I put on the Daniel Tiger, and he is fully into it. He's got a bowl of snack on his lap and a little blanket.
I really hope you're talking about Augie and not Tim right now.
Augie is in it to win it. So we go and we do our thing, and we're trying to do our thing, and then suddenly Tim is like on top of me, and I just feel like his shoulder's shaking, and I realize he's laughing uncontrollably, and he's just stopped. I'm like, what's going on?
Just climax?
So couldn't move forward, you guys, like the Daniel Tiger songs. We completely lost it, and we ended up
A beautiful day in the neighborhood though, Molly.
It is.
We spent like 3 minutes like trying to just get our head back in the game, and then it was like fuck this, and we just got dressed.
Right.
Just
blue balls.
You'll get used to it. Maybe try Wildcrats next time.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have Molly, your failing it reminded me of a failing it. And then I'd like to share some nailing failings from our listeners. But Jeremy and I also popped some TV on for the kids to get an intimate moment for ourselves. And this weekend, and when we were in what my husband sincerely, truly in his core thought was a sweet, tender statement that was going to get me right there. We were naked together, and he held me in his arms and looked at my naked body and said, "I just love that we're growing old together."
Stop it, JJ. What a tender man.
I was just like, "Cool, I'm done here. Thank you. I'm good." Because nobody really wants to hear anything about how great it is to get old together when you're naked.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, you guys get it. He took one look and said, yeah. "You're not 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So our listeners, we got something from.
We did. Actually, one of our listeners is having, I hate to say it because for me it was a hilarious read, but it sounds like she's in the trenches. We have one of our listeners, Martha, shared, "Do you guys ever have one of those weeks where both your kids have double ear infections? Your husband is out of town. Your laptop is destroyed. Doesn't matter, though, because the internet's not working. The garage door breaks. The repairman shows up to fix it, gashes his hand, bleeds all over the floor, leaves to get stitches. The replacement guy comes over, shatters his coffee mug on the floor, and just as your baby's learning to crawl."
Oh my God.
Martha, hang in there, girl.
When she said that to us, I was like, not true.
Failing is. And everybody has a week like that, so you're not alone. That's all I can say about that. So you guys can tweet us, "You're nailing it, failing it." Find us on Twitter at Nursing Cursing or on Instagram at Nursing and Cursing. And that's a wrap. You guys, I love having this time. It's definitely the little slot of the week that I get excited about. So thanks.
Peace.
Love you.
That's it for now. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where we know you set up that Instagram shot for 15 minutes because no one's kitchen is that clean.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.